relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome back, dear friends. Do you know who Jelena Porter is? Jelena. She is the new deputy spokesperson. In D.C., they call that a spox. Very strange. Deputy spokesperson for the Department of State under Biden, with an interesting background. A couple of years ago on Facebook, she said the following. Because, you know, we can dig up stuff as well, by the way. Quote, "The largest threat to U.S. national security are U.S. cops. Not ISIS. Not Russian hackers. Not anyone or anything else. U.S. cops." I wonder if Joe Biden's proud that this person is explaining American foreign policy and diplomacy from across the river at Foggy Bottom. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka, live stream. We're back on YouTube out of the sin bin. But we have to have big disclaimers at the bottom saying the legacy fake news industrial complex disagrees with this show. Well, of course they do, because we speak the truth here. Somebody who also speaks the truth, a good friend of the show, number one best-selling author, radio host, actress, activist, and author. I just found out she was on Chicago Hope for 8 episodes as a doctor. Now I'm really impressed. Sam Sorbo, welcome back.
Is that what it took?
Look, I was impressed already, but seriously, I mean, you got to love the medical dramas, and you're not just a significant other, you're not just a patient, you're one of the doctors, Sam! That should be the top of your resume!
Oh, I'm sorry, okay, I'll make a shift right now.
I mean,
now.
You're more of a doctor than Jill Biden.
I mean, played a doctor on TV!
All right, you're on this show, follow her right now, the Sam Sorbo on Twitter. Let's talk about your... I'm so annoyed when people do this. When people come up with really good book titles that I wish I'd come up with. Words for Warriors, endorsed by Sean Spicer, my buddy and colleague Eric Metaxas. And not only this, I wish I'd thought of this. She got Mike Lindell, Mr. My Pillow, to write the following blurb. I love this. Sam Sorbo knows words like I know my pillows. Pretty,
yeah, like
pretty
that.
Sharp. Okay, so tell us, why did you write Words for Warriors, and how is it meant to be used by people who believe in the truth, Sam?
Oh, so that's great, because Words for Warriors, actually the title comes from the Saul Alinsky book, Rules for Radicals. I thought, you know, we need a book like that on the right that tells us, you know, really breaks down for us what the left is doing. And really what the left is doing is they're hijacking our words. They're taking control of the language. And when you take control of the language, then you're taking control of thought. Because we know we're not supposed to say certain words. That's political correctness, which frankly is fascism. It's just fascism with words, okay? Political correctness takes control of the words so that not only are you not allowed to say it, you're not allowed to think it. And so they're taking control of our thoughts. And I that's just so wrong, because without freedom of thought, we're not free. We're not free at all. You just got banished to YouTube jail. You think that's any worse than actually going to jail? In some ways, it's actually, you know, worse. what they did to Donald Trump just recently, taking him off of Twitter.
Unpersoned. 90 million followers and boom, gone.
And that's what I call a digital assassination. So just because it doesn't look violent, look, the left themselves are telling us words are more violent than actions.
No, they're behaving so violently. This is really important. For people who missed this and people who came in late, part of the critical theory garbage that has penetrated our schools and our higher education is this idea that violence is no longer a physical function, but language. Words can be violent. And if you believe that, if you buy into that, then censorship is not censorship. Censorship is defense of their truth. Not the truth, their truth. The book is Words for Warriors by Sam Sorbo. Get it right now. Let me ask you a kind of, you might think this is a weird question, but I think there could be some real good that comes out of the coronavirus in terms of we're almost a year into this insanity of kids having to stay at home. The unions are out of control. They don't want to go back to work, even though we know that kids are safe. Kids don't transmit like old people in old people's homes or people who are shut together. The fact that millions of parents, Sam, and I know you've been such a warrior for home education and you know, classic curricula, millions, tens of millions of parents have found out because of the coronavirus the utter garbage, the indoctrination material that their children have been put through because they're seeing it at home on those laptops, on those iPads. Could this be a moment where we see a real revolution in terms of parental engagement in the education of their children across America?
Absolutely. And we are seeing it. And it's nothing but good, frankly, for the parents and for the kids. Unfortunately, we're not seeing it in as much of a way as I'd like to see it. But certainly on many levels, the parents are saying, you know what, this just isn't working. And they are looking for alternate solutions. And the fact is that our entire system is so antiquated, people really ought to wake up and understand that our system is serving a population that is growing up in the 1950s. And we're not in the 1950s anymore. If you haven't noticed, things have changed a lot. And so we really should wake up to that just from everything that's happening with Corona, certainly.
And tell us, let's put that Chiron up just in case the YouTube Nazis have issues with the fact we mentioned the word coronavirus. Sam, what is
You're right. I should have called it the Wuhan virus. I'm so sorry. Oh, I need sorry. To
keep up the date. The China virus. Okay. What, at the end of reading this book, what will people glean from it? What would you like them to do differently after having read that book?
I want them to use the right words in the right way. I want us to take back our language. We ought to be calling the liberal fascists, we ought to be calling them liberal fascists. That's what they are. But right now we're living in a world where Antifa, the quote anti-fascists, are the most fascist among us. We live in a world where we believe that fascism is somehow right wing. Nothing could be farther from the truth. That's absurd to think that fascism has anything to do with conservatism or right wing, which eschews government control, where fascism applauds government control. Fascism has been and always will be a leftist ideology. And then finally, to understand that the left doesn't mean the words that they say. So they don't mean tolerance. They mean you sit down and shut up. That's what they mean with tolerance. They don't mean that they're against violence because they love violence. They love violence.
Well, so, because their cause is just, right, Sam?
Yeah. Oh, anything in their cause is okay. It's permitted. So riots are bad unless it's their riots. What happened at the Capitol was bad. What happened to poor business owners, the minority business owners in the inner cities over the summer with the BLM riots, that was perfectly okay. That gets a pass. So their words are meaningless. They're speaking our language, but they're not actually talking to us. And we should be understanding exactly what they what they aren't saying, instead of listening to their words and somehow being appeased into thinking that they have the same intentions that we do. These are people who have no problem dismembering a tiny baby inside a woman's womb, okay? Do you think that they didn't try to steal an election? Do you think that they have your best interests at heart? Because you can't convince me that somebody who is willing to murder an innocent child has any care for anybody who's walking around outside the womb, frankly.
Well, and clearly, if you think that the president is a Nazi and everybody who votes for him is a white supremacist, why wouldn't you try to steal an election? I mean, it's just a logic chain. Last minute we have, get this book right now, Words for Warriors, Follow This Lady, the Sam Sorbo. You live in Hollywood. You're a filmmaker. You've starred in Hercules, Chicago Hope, you name it, numerous films. In the last, literally, 60 seconds, how important is courage to what we need to do right now?
You know, I think what we need to stand on is truth. And if you believe in the truth, then you have to stand for the truth. Courage is just acting with fear, right? So courage is simply managing your fear. And I think we all need to manage our fear because we all have fears. But the left is playing on our fears something fierce, and we shouldn't allow them to do that.
Yeah, it is about how you control those fears. Fear by itself is a useless emotion. The question is, what is your commitment to the truth? Not a truth, not their truth, the truth. Find out more. Use this. This book is a tool. Words for Warriors, number one right now. Get it. Ideally not at Amazon. They don't need the money. And Follow This Lady, the Sam Sorbo. God bless. Best to Hercules. Best to Kevin. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network.
If she had honor, of course, she would resign. If she possessed shame, censure and an apology might suffice. Expulsion is a fitting punishment, but it takes a two-thirds vote of the House, and that would require support from enough Republicans who aren't morally bankrupt, which is unlikely.
My, oh my, oh my. Debbie Wasserman Schultz talking about somebody who has no shame, lambasting somebody for being without honor and being morally bankrupt. That's hilarious. It's so good. I think Wasserman Schultz has a potential future in stand-up comedy. Who is she talking about? She's talking about a lady who is in the crosshairs of the institutional left and the fake news industrial complex. A friend of the show, a new congresswoman. She represents Georgia's 14th congressional district. Welcome back to America First, Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Hi, Sebastian. Thanks for having me on today.
Absolutely. You know, we had a saying in the White House when I worked for the president, you're only getting flack when you're over the target. And you must be over the target with the biggest B-52 bomber I've ever seen. Okay, we have to address this because you put a tweet out today that's very powerful. I'm going to read it in a second. But first, I want to give you the opportunity in front of millions of listeners and viewers because we're back on YouTube. They suspended us for a week the last time you were on, but we are back on YouTube as well. You have been accused of saying things about 9/11, the Pentagon attack, the school shootings, that you're a QAnon supporter. Before we get to what the left is trying to do, I want to give you an opportunity to address those accusations about being a conspiracy theorist here on America First.
Absolutely. Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, you know what's happened? I'm one of those Americans that was supposed to never get elected to Congress. The elites don't want me here. They don't like me, as a matter of fact, because I'm just absolutely normal. I'm just like you and every single other person that goes to work every single day, crosses every single T, dots every single I, pays our taxes, follows the rules, but is fed up with our morally corrupt government. The same government and the politicians that have put us over nearly $30 trillion in debt have left our borders wide open to where our country's flooded with illegals, has murdered over 62 million babies in the womb with our tax dollars, sends our sons and daughters off to foreign wars, and lets our military be used like some kind of world police. These are the same people that campaign and make promises to you constantly out on the trail, ask you for money, ask you for votes, but none of them have ever really fully lived in your shoes and care what you think, because all they care about is this bubble up here in Washington, D.C. Well, let me tell you something. I ran for office. I had 8 fantastic Republican opponents in my primary, and I worked hard, and I went out to the people, and I earned their votes, and I won overwhelmingly. I wasn't supported by the establishment. I wasn't propped up by the NRCC. I didn't have all that support. I basically did it on my own, on the ground, because I made it people over politicians. I've been a business owner for 20 years. I've been married almost 25 years. I'm a very proud mother of 3 children. I've never done drugs. I've never been arrested. The only thing bad I've done is probably gotten a speeding ticket. But you know what? Just like every single other person, yeah, I have said things I shouldn't say at some time or another, but I don't think I have anything to apologize for. But refusing to believe Trump-Russian collusion conspiracy theories and looking things up on the internet and asking questions about it on Facebook. Big deal. Just because I posted things on Facebook back in 2018 doesn't mean that I should be removed from my committees here in Congress. It doesn't mean that I shouldn't be here to do the job that I came here to do. What they're angry about at me is I refuse to apologize. I refuse to be whipped into submission by the nasty, bloodthirsty hyenas in the media, and I refuse to back down. And that's what they are most furious at. That's why they've turned this intense fury and fire on me, trying to get me expelled, get me kicked off of committees. They don't care about the people in my district. They don't think their votes and their opinion matters. And I won my election at around 75%, by the way, compared to other people. I have very solid support in my district. They don't care about the people. What they care about is what happens up here in the little tiny swamp that they think controls everything. They're so disconnected.
A little tiny, surrounded by 3.2 miles of razor wire and 12-foot-high fences. Well, I am glad to have been able to give you the opportunity to distance yourself from those comments, because we have a reputation here in America First for destroying conspiracy theories that are so harmful to our side. And I think you're right. I think you are you are simply a proxy for others. And let me read this tweet that you posted 4 hours ago. It's not just me. They want to cancel. They want to cancel every Republican. Don't let the mob win. You're convinced this isn't about Marjorie Taylor Greene, correct?
Oh, absolutely it's not. This is the playbook they used on President Trump. Remember how they would ask him, do you denounce white supremacy? And he'd say, yes, I denounce it. And then they'd ask him 500 more times every single time they would ask him. It didn't matter if he denounced it or not. They would just continue to hound him. It's not about the issues that they're pointing their finger at me about. It's about destroying me. They took President Trump out. They want to take me out today. Tomorrow it's going to be another Republican and then another one until there's no more Republicans left, because they really hate you. They hate the American people. They hate the America First. They hate the MAGA mantra. They hate the deplorables. They can't stand the fact that you do not fall in line and eat up every single lie that they tell on CNN. They want you to just become part of their little socialist agenda, where you stay home and collect your government check every day and say thank you, big government, and worship big government. That's what the Democrat Party is all about. And the media are their henchmen, and they're the voice. They are literally the microphone and the mouthpiece of the Democrat Party. So this isn't about me today. It's really about you, because they can't stand you. They hate what you stand for. They hate your patriotism. They hate that you stand up for the flag. They can't stand that you want prayer in school. They can't stand your love for this, your freedoms in this country. And they're setting out to destroy it. They have to shame President Trump, shame him continuously, continue a stupid witch hunt impeachment that is such a waste of everyone's time. They've got to talk about me nonstop and say, oh, she said this, she did that, she did this, blah, blah, blah. They're literally talking about words and letters on Facebook posts. It has nothing to do with anything that I campaigned on or the person that I am that got elected and is is representing Georgia's 14th district. That's not what this is about. This is about destroying the people that are standing in their way of tearing down our country and ripping away our freedoms.
It's never about the policies. It's always about destroying the individual. That's what Saul Alinsky taught them in Rules for Radicals. And Marjorie Taylor Greene is just the latest target. Follow her right now on her new Twitter account, RepMTG. Congressman Greene, can you stick with us for a few more minutes?
Absolutely.
All right. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist of President Donald J. Trump, host of America First on the Salem Radio Network. Live streaming. Yes, we're back. Oh, it's so nice of YouTube, isn't it? Also on Facebook, also on our webpage, sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A. Also available wherever you get your podcasts. And, of course, Instagram and Twitter. Oh, and what's the other one? Rumble! The good guys, rumble.com/sebgorka. Back with Congresswoman Green. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
Crank it up. Has President Trump ever done a liner over Ron DMC? I think it's a first. It's only here on America First. How apt. With me, your host, Sebastian Gorka, and with our good friend, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, Congressional District 14, Georgia. We are back. We've been talking. I got given access to the president's response, President Trump's response today by his office to the charges of insurrection. I've read his response into the record of the show. I have to ask you, because you're not a politician, you may be elected, you may have wiped out whatever it was, six primary challenges. You're just brand new to the swamp. So you're not really a politician, you're a citizen politician. What would you do? What would your advice be? Because there's something Trumpian about you, because you don't give a fig for what the establishment thinks about you, which is very Trumpian. What would you say? Or what would you do if you were President Trump and they were trying to try you in the Senate? What are your words of response?
If I was President Trump, I'll tell you, if I'm President Trump, I'm going to go in there and make the entire impeachment trial all about election fraud. That's exactly what I would do if I were him, because he hasn't had his day in court. We didn't even get to finish our objection. So I would go in there and show him all the information that they refused to see and they refused to talk about, and I would force the media to cover it the entire time. And that's what I would do. And if I was Mitch McConnell, you see, I think a big problem with the Republicans was we don't have strong leaders, strong enough leaders at times. If I was Mitch McConnell, I would refuse to have anything to do with the circus freak show impeachment that the Democrats are trying to ram through the Senate so they can create cover in the media while Joe Biden mindlessly writes and signs executive order after executive order destroying our freedoms. If I was Mitch McConnell, I would tell every Republican to walk out and that we would have nothing to do with it. But that would be the way I would run the Republican Party, because I'm not a part of the establishment and I'm not a part of the swamp.
Have you been, you don't have to give out names, but you know, you can if you want to. How horrified, how much of an awakening has it been for you, Congresswoman Taylor Greene, given what you must have seen in the last few weeks now that you are a congresswoman on Capitol Hill?
Well, you know, I think the disgusting thing is I'm not shocked at all. I kind of always figured this was a corrupt and disgusting place, and everyone is just addicted to the campaign cycle. It's always about the next cycle and always about the consultants and always about what the media says and the narrative. I think that's what, you know, the thing is, they think regular people are stupid, but regular people are actually very smart, and they're very sick and tired of this whole nonstop, just disgusting show that we see every single day. And we're really fed up with the media. The media, all they do is they addict people to hate, and they divide this nation. And that's what the mainstream media is all about, because you know what? They figured out that hate really pays, and it pays their bills, and it pays their paychecks. And so they sell hate every single day. You know, today they're trying to make people hate me. Yesterday it was, let's make people hate Trump and then continue to hate Trump, even though he's not president anymore. And then tomorrow it's going to be, let's make them hate somebody else, all so they can sell their stories, sell their lies, and just sell the narrative that they want everyone to believe. And I find that really disgusting. And then another thing is I want so much for people here in Washington, D.C., that they're just trapped in this little bubble, to get out and talk to regular Americans and really figure out that they are so disconnected from what Republican voters, 75 million people that voted for President Trump, they're so disconnected from what the American people want. What they really, really want is they want leaders in Washington to stand up to Nancy Pelosi, to stand up to these Democrats and all of their corruption, and to actually do something for the American people instead of building walls around the Capitol that really should be at our southern border.
Yeah.
Instead of bringing the National Guard in to protect them, instead of protecting the American people from these disgusting riots all the time, what we need is, we need everyone here to stop being a bunch of hypocrites and liars and actually do the job for the American people that they pay their hard-earned tax dollars for us to do.
Listen to this woman, follow her, support her, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. YouTube does not approve of this message. Neither does Google, neither does Alphabet, which is probably a good sign. Follow her at RepMTG. Thank you, Congresswoman Greene. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, broadcasting from just outside the insalubrious swamp. And it is a swamp. You heard her from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works. Just listen to Leah from Ohio. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain, I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions, in 8 days, I found relief, only to get better and better. I am a believer, 100%. Wouldn't you want to be able to be in her position and to say the same? Well, there's only one way to find out. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com or call them on 800-500-8384. It'll be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it every morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you like it works for Leah, me, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose except the pain? You deserve to find out. You know it makes sense. Do it now. Call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. Do it today. You won't regret it. Relieffactor.com.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
Yes, we are pushing back on those with latent dictatorial tendencies, some of which are less than latent of late. We have to discuss the Second Amendment. It may not be a Friday, but the threat is so severe that we're going to talk about it anyway with somebody who's been fighting the good fight at the Virginia Citizens Defense League, a friend of the show, Philip Van Cleef. Mr. Van Cleef, welcome back to America First.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me on, Dr. Gorka.
So in the Commonwealth, we have seen sprouting up lately all over the place in public parks these very expensive signs saying that the Second Amendment doesn't apply here. Licensed carriers, those with concealed weapon permits, cannot take their Second Amendment rights into those parks. Please explain to us, if you would, as the head of the VCDL, how this happened. How does the Second Amendment suddenly not apply in public spaces in the Commonwealth of Virginia?
Well, the Democrats had taken over complete control in Virginia of the House, and they had the governor's mansion, lieutenant governor, attorney general, and the Senate. So they decided that for the first time in 20-something years, they would get some gun control going in Virginia. We'd be beating it off all those years. And so they had all the votes. So they, one of the things that they did was they allowed localities for the first time since 2004 to be able to make their own laws in certain areas dealing with guns. In other words, they could ban guns in government buildings, in parks and recreation and community centers, and at events like parades or, you know, protests or whatever, they could ban guns. And and 95% of the state isn't going anywhere near that. But the tyrannical areas that you would expect, Fairfax, Arlington, Falls Church, Charlottesville, all those areas have jumped at the opportunity to restrict the rights of people to protect themselves.
So I've seen, this is incredible, I've seen some news, however, I think it was a report that the National Rifle Association, that has enough problems of its own, has some kind of suit against the Virginia authorities for what they have done. Can you tell us what you are doing at the Virginia Citizens Defense League, and what average American citizens of the Commonwealth, or those anywhere who are having their Second Amendment rights stripped of them, what they should be doing, Mr. Van Cleve?
Well, you know, we had a lobby day to try and keep gun control down this year so we don't get any more, and that's actually been successful. Last year they had 60 gun bills in. This year there were 11. So they cut way back on that. But we need to get people to vote. This November 2nd in Virginia, we're, I think, the only state in the union this year that has a major election. We are going to be electing the entire House. So the whole thing could be reversed if we got the House back in control of people that respect our rights. And the governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, they're all up for grabs. So there's a chance this November to start to turn this ship around. And it's going to take voters to do that. And in turn, we'll try to repeal this thing that led local government pass this gun control. We did that in 2004, and we can do it again if we have to.
Is there any role for individuals? Because if you're a resident of Virginia and you've been going to a public park for years, if not decades, and suddenly one of these little enamel signs is put up and you can't exercise your Second Amendment rights, is there any action individuals can take legally? I'm sure it costs a lot of money, but is that beyond elections? Surely there should be some other things that Americans can do.
Well, the only thing would be the courts. We've taken some of these bad gun bills to court already. The NRA is taking this particular one in Fairfax. I don't know if that's the best area to do it in, but for judges and stuff. But that's where they're doing it. That's kind of the main thing. I can tell you, the police are not really overly thrilled about these kind of laws, and they're not out there. In fact, they're treating this park law like trespass. If they see a gun, they'll come up and say, "Sir, you can't have that." And as long as you leave, there's no harm, no foul. And sort of, if you're carrying concealed, shame on you if they saw the gun.
Right.
But they're giving you a chance. The police are not viewing this as a trap to grab the inadvertent citizen who didn't know about the stupid law change. So.
But at the end of the day, it is an infringement of the Second Amendment rights.
Absolutely. Absolutely, it's an infringement. One might be able to argue in some vague term that a government building would be somewhat understandable, especially if they had tight security. But there's no security in a park. In fact, it's just the opposite. There are very remote areas in all these parks where bad things could happen, and the police aren't going to know about it.
Yeah.
A woman walking her dog is now incapable of defending herself with her Second Amendment rights. In the last 2 minutes we have with you, he's the president of the Virginia Citizens Defense League. Follow them at VCDL_ORG on Twitter. Also, check out their webpage, VCCD.org. Philip Van Cleef, what is your expectation? What should people get ready for under a Biden administration, not in their localities, but federally when it comes to the Second Amendment?
Yeah, well, that's basically the threat was there that he and I believe he's going to try to follow through on much of it as he can to pay back Soros and Bloomberg to be attacking us on all different levels. I mean, the BATF could be doing things with regulations and the attempted gun bans and everything. The best thing you can do is stay politically active on this. Keep join your local gun organization that's helping with the fight. Join a national organization, Gun Owners of America, whatever you choose up there. But you've got to be in the fight. Everybody has to be in the fight. This will affect you. If we lose, it'll affect the next generation. And they may try something like, well, you know, we're going to ban AR-15s, but you can keep the ones you've got. We're just going to ban future ones. Don't fall for that. None of us have the right to give away the next generation's rights either. So we need to fight all of this and not give an inch without a major fight.
Listen to this man. It's the attitude we preach here every single day on America First. You got to keep in the fight. And it's not just about you and your immediate loved ones. It is about future generations. That's the principle upon which this republic was founded. Follow this man, VCDL_ORG, the Virginia Citizens Defense League. Join them today at VCDL.org. Keep doing what you do, Mr. Van Cleef. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Wouldn't it be great if we all stuck together on these issues on the right? Imagine if even when you made a telephone call or texted a friend, you were supporting the Second Amendment. Well, now you can. With PatriotMobile.com, the only conservative Christian cell phone company in the United States, rated number one for customer service of all cell phone companies. Unlike the big cell phone companies that you might be using today, they support the issues you believe in, whether it's the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, the sanctity of life. At the end of the month, they contribute to those causes. Unlike the big cell phone companies who do what? They fund organizations like Planned Parenthood and gun control foundations. Join the good guys today with a strong expanded coverage of their 4G LTE network across the nation. Veterans, first responders get the least possible, but everybody gets discounts if you use my name. Call 972-PATRIOT or go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. That's 972-728-7468, patriotmobile.com/Gorka. Join the good guys today.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
Come on, just give it up. It is the best bumper music known to man. This is Sebastian Gorka on the Salem Radio Network with a very simple message from Mr. Van Cleef of the Virginia Citizens Defense League.
From the last plane, to the last bullet, to the last minute, to the last man, we fight!
We fight!
We fight!
We fight!
We fight!
We fight!
Is it worth it to you? Is America precious enough? I don't mean to get on your case, but let me ask you a very simple question. And you can excuse yourself. If you're a precinct captain, if you've run for the local school board, God bless you. But to the rest of you, very simple question. Between the big elections, between the four-year cycles in America, or between the other elections, the two-year cycles, when we're not voting for the president, in those 24 months, what do you do for the republic? What do you do politically in the 4 years between presidential elections. If it's stay informed, good. Listening to talk radio is my favorite. I love talk radio. I love podcasts. Social media, I love a little too much. Newspapers, a waste of time. And then I have my favorite websites and serious journal periodicals. Every day, you need to check those sources for information. Let's post it right now, Eric. Our 14 most reliable conservative news sources. You love that article. If you haven't seen it, read it. If you haven't shared it, share it. But beyond being informed, what have you proactively done? Have you engaged with your representatives? Have you called up their offices? Have you written to them? Either old school letters, which are the most influential. Yes, it's weird, but it is. One letter equals at least 200 phone calls on Capitol Hill. That's how they do the matrix. Have you left messages for them? Have you worked for candidates? Have you assisted? Have you been a volunteer? All of these things make a difference, even if you live in Democrat locales, especially because that's how we turn the tide. And more important than just engaging with work, really more important, is engaging with your fellow American who's disinterested, indoctrinated, or just, you know, doesn't know any better. Now is the time to do your part. Be a little bit more active if you care for not just this generation and your children, but for all future generations. Get involved! I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Stay frosty.